Hello everyone, welcome to A Plus English. I'm Angeline.
I'm Elsie.
So today we're going to talk about education. Mm-hmm. But before we begin our article, I thought we'd discuss how Western and Eastern education systems are different. I heard something about Taiwan education. So is it true that in the past, if students behaved poorly, the teachers would hit them?
Okay, I'll answer your question later.
Okay.
今天呢，我们要跟同学们讲到的是 education, 教育。And yes, Angeline, you are right. Teachers would punch students in the past. Not now, but in the past. I was hit by my teachers before, but now teachers can never ever hit students.
What? How did they hit you? With what?
With a stick?
Oh my god. Oh my gosh. Okay, so this is actually illegal in Canada and the US.
Mm-hmm.
If we behaved badly or if we didn't finish our homework, we would have to go to detention. Which means we would stay after school for a short period of time. If the problem was really serious, then we'd have to go to the principal's office.
So you were saying, 留校查看
detention,
right?
Yeah.
所以中西方的教育呢，实在是大不同。不过除了废除体罚之外，我们的教育还有什么可以改进呢？ Let's take a look at today's article.
Ken Robinson, the education minister of the world.
Albert Einstein once said, "If you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will live its whole life believing that it is stupid."It seems silly, doesn't it? Thanks to standardized testing, this is a regular practice in school. However, Sir Ken Robinson takes it upon himself to question our education system. Robinson is a professor in education. His speech, "How Schools Kill Creativity," is the most watched TED Talk, and for good reason. In his talk, Robinson discusses the importance of creativityin the modern world. He also believes it is the job of the schools to cultivate creativity.
Word power!
Judge. 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 Judged. Judged.Don't judge someone before you get to know them. Don't judge someone before you get to know them. Testing. Testing. Once the safety testing is complete, the car will be put on the market. Once the safety testing is complete, the car will be put on the market.Education. Education. Tony moved to the U.S. so his children could get a better education. Tony moved to the U.S. so his children could get a better education. Modern. Modern. Shanghai is one of the most modern cities.In China. Shanghai is one of the most modern cities in China.
Okay, so our article begins with a famous quote. Albert Einstein once said, "If you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will live its whole life believing that it is stupid."
今天文章一开始给了我们一句名言 ,Albert Einstein, 爱因斯坦曾经说过的。如果啊你以一只鱼的爬树能力来评断它，那这条鱼呢一辈子都会觉得自己很笨。
So let's take a look at the verb judge.
Okay.
It means to form or make an opinion about someone or something based on the information you have. For example, I usually judge a restaurant by looking at the number of customers that are in there.
Oh, judge. 当动词的时候呢是评断、判断的意思。那当名词呢就是裁判、法官啦。
Here is another example sentence. Don't judge someone before you get to know them. don't judge someone before you get to know them.
我们的例句说呢，不要在你还不认识别人的时候评断他。还有一句名言里面呢，也有 judge 这个字。Don't judge a book by its cover.
Right, that's a very common thing.
不要以貌取人，同学们，不知道有没有听过？
We also see the word ability, which is the state of being able to do something. You see, if we didn't have legs and feet, we wouldn't be able to walk, or have the ability to walk without any help.
Ability, 能力, the ability to do something, 做某事的能力. He has the ability to sing, which means he's able to sing.
Right. So let's revisit our quote again. If you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, wait a second. Last I checked, a fish can't climb a tree, let alone live outside of water. Therefore, you can't judge a fish by an ability it doesn't have.
Yeah, it means that you have to judge a person by what he or she really can do.
Right. The article says, it seems silly, doesn't it?
文章姐就说了，这似乎很蠢，不是吗？因为鱼根本不能爬树啊。同学们注意哦，这里用了一个附加问句， doesn't it, 不是吗？
Then our article says,Thanks to standardized testing, this is a regular practice in schools.
文章接下来说到呢，多亏有这个标准化的测验，这种状况在校园里呢屡见不鲜。Angelique, we often see the phrase thanks to at the beginning of a sentence. What does it mean? And what's the difference between thanks to and thanks for?
Good question. Let's hand it over to our Chinese teacher for our 英文快译通, and she or he will teach you about this grammar point.
English.
Oh yeah!
Hello everyone, this is Celine. 欢迎来到英文快译通。Thank 这个字大家知道是谢谢的意思，最常用的就是动词 thank you 或者是感叹词 thanks。当名词我们可以说 many thanks 来表示非常感谢，不生感激。但是你知道这个字的其他用法吗？今天就让 Celine 跟你好好说一说哦。首先我们来看看 thanks 加上 to 会变成什么意思。Thanks to 会转变成多亏了什么，由于什么的意思。这边的 thanks 是名词，所以后面的 to 不是不定词，而是介系词，后面就要接上名词或是动名词 ving， 意思就像是我们常常用的 because of。举个例子你就知道了，因为我朋友在旅行社工作，所以我这次去美国玩买到了很便宜的机票，我就可以说 Thanks to my friend, I got some cheap plane tickets to the U.S.Thanks to my friend, I got some cheap plane tickets to the U.S. 这边的 thanks to 像是把感激给某个人事物，意思就转化成多亏什么，因为什么。讲完原因，当然不要忘记讲结果，所以 thanks to 某人或某事后面要加一个结果。像是我这句话的结果就是我买到便宜的机票。那这句话我们可以代换成 because of my friend,I got some cheap plane tickets to the U.S. Because of my friend, I got some cheap plane tickets to the U.S. 意思也是很相近哦。那接下来我们再看看 thanks 加上介系词 for 的用法。这里的 thanks 是感叹词，意思就跟 thank you 一样。所以 thanks for blah 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 也可以用 thank you for blah 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 来代替。For 后面则接名词或是动名词 ving。这样说可能不清楚，我们直接来看看例子哦。我跟我朋友说，感谢你帮我买机票。英文里我们就可以说 ，Thanks for helping me buy the tickets. Thanks for helping me buy the tickets. 这边呢，我们可以用 thank you 来替换，那这句话就可以改成 Thank you for helping me buy the tickets. Thank you for helping me buy the tickets. 或者我也可以很简单的说。Thanks for the plane tickets. Thanks for the plane tickets. 意思也是哦，那些机票真是多谢你了。那我们也可以用 thank you 来替换，你要不要试试看呢？很好，就是 thank you for the tickets. Thank you for the tickets. Thanks 是一个很常见的字，但是要用的正确才是好棒棒哦。Thanks to somebody or something 是多亏。Thanks for somebody or something 是感谢，希望大家要记得哦。那么英文快通，下次见，拜拜。
And we're back. So now you know the difference between thanks to and thanks for. Moving on, let's take a look at the word testing. Testing is the activity of testing somebody or something in order to find something out or to see if it works. For example, products go through lots of testing to ensure it works properly and that it is safe.
Testing 是考试测验的意思。But what's the difference between testing and a test?
Good question.
Are they the same?
Yes and no, kind of. Let me try to explain and clarify this. So a test takes a look at one particular thing. On the other hand, testing is the process of going through tests, a lot of tests. So let me give you an example. A car might go through a crash test to see how well the car would hold up if it was involved in an accident, okay? The car would definitely need to go through many different types of tests like this to see if, to see how safe it is. So we would call this process testing.
Oh, so testing is like a process.
Right.
是一个考试的过程。那一个考试呢就是 a test.
Right. Good. So here is an example sentence. Once the safety testing is complete, the car will be put on the market. Once the safety testing is complete, the car will be put on the market.
例句提到呢，一旦安全测试完成之后，车子就会上市贩售。
So standardized testing is testing that evaluates how each student and the school does in comparison to the others in the city or even the country. So to standardize something means to compare it to standards. A standard is a level that is considered to be acceptable. For example, students in grade 8 should learn how to convert fractions into decimal. This is a standard the government sets. So standardized testing determines whether students know how to do this.
Okay, standard, S-T-A-N-D-A-R-D, standard 是标准的意思。Standardized 是一个动词，是使东西成为一个标准。那 standardized 字尾加上 D 呢，就是标准化的。Standardized testing 就是标准化测验。Standardized testing 的目的呢，是要将一个学生的表现与其他同年级或是同年龄的学生来做比较。
Right. Our article says, however, Sir Ken Robinson takes it upon himself to question our education system. So we mentioned the word education in our introduction. Education refers to knowledge, skills, and understanding that you get from attending a school, college, or university.
文章接下来提到呢，然而啊 ，Ken Robinson先生呢，主动对我们的教育系统，也就是 education system 提出疑问。Education， 同学们还记得是什么意思吗？没错，就是教育。System 则是系统的意思。
Here is an example sentence. Tony moved to the U.S. so his children could get a better education. Tony moved to the U.S. so his children could get a better education.
例句提到呢 ，Tony 搬到美国，因为呢，他的孩子这样子一来可以得到更好的教育。But I think nowadays you can get a good education in Taiwan too.
Yeah, that's probably true. If someone takes it upon oneself to do something, it means they accept responsibility for something without being asked to. For example, if you see garbage all over the floor and you pick it up, you are taking it upon yourself to clean up the garbage. No one had asked you to do it, but you do it anyway.
Take upon oneself to do something.主动或自发性的去做某事。Students should take upon themselves to do homework. I have a question, Angeline. Who is Ken Robinson?
Good question. So Robinson is a professor in education.
原来 Robinson 是一位教育学教授。Professor 就是教授的意思。Has he given a speech on education before?
You bet. So our article says, his speech...How Schools Kill Creativity is the most watched TED Talk.
TED Talk.
And for good reason. So I actually came to know about Ken Robinson because of this TED Talk, actually. It's a wonderful speech, and I think everyone should watch it. Have you watched it?
No, I haven't. 文章接下来提到呢，他的演说啊 ,How Schools Kill Creativity, 也就是学校扼杀了创意吗是 TED Talk 当中啊收听率最高的。TED Talk 呢是一个很有名的网站可以免费收看许多名人的演讲。还有呢 很多搭配中文字幕哦。So from the topic, I guess he talks about how students lose their imagination because of the boring school courses.
Right. So he talks about creativity, which is the ability to use your imagination to produce new ideas or to make things. Our article says, in his talk, Robinson discusses the importance of creativity in the modern world. In the modern world. The word modern refers to present times or most recent times. The opposite of modern would be traditional.
Traditional. 在他的演说当中呢 ,Robinson 探讨现代世界中创意的重要性。Modern 就是摩登的，也是现代的的意思。那刚 Angeline 老师有提到 ,traditional 就是传统的。
Here is an example sentence. Shanghai is one of the most modern cities in China. Shanghai is one of the most modern cities in China.
例句提到呢，上海是中国最现代的城市之一。The most modern, 这个是形容词的最高级，最现代的。
So if it weren't for creativity, we wouldn't have smartphones, computers, not even the internet. Our article says he also believes it is the job of the schools to cultivate creativity. So the word cultivate means to work hard to develop a particular skill, an attitude, or quality.
Robinson 呢也相信培养创造力是学校的工作。Cultivate 就是有培育、培养、陶冶的意思。
Mm-hmm. So, in fact, schools actually teach us all to think the same way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What do you think about schools?
I agree with you. It depends on which country you are in. Now, in Taiwan, teachers are trying to cultivate students' creativity by engaging them in different activities.
Okay, that's good to hear. Anyways, we've come to the end of our article, but stay tuned for our wrap-up. Okay, so let me ask you guys a question. Do you think there's only one right answer to everything?
It depends.Depends on different subjects.
Right. So for math and for science, usually there's really only one right answer. But for other subjects, like maybe English, and when we read a book, maybe we all have different opinions about maybe what the symbol of is in certain things or why a character does this. We all have different opinions of that. And we're allowed to have different opinions, right? And that's why we have class discussions to talk about.The theme of a book or whatever it is that we want to talk about. Yeah.
Class discussions, 课堂上的讨论也是目前台湾教育的目标。So when I was a teacher in a bilingual school, I tried to engage my student into a discussion.
That's good. Yeah, so then you encouraged all different ideas, right?
So, 其实台湾教育现在也是有慢慢的在改变，不是像以前那么单调古板啦。
Ah, I see. That's good to hear. Okay, we've come to the end of our episode. We'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.
English 小聚会
Taking the Taiwan high-speed rail is much faster than Chu Kwang Express, but expensive.
Taking the Taiwan high-speed rail is much faster than Chu Kwang Express, but expensive.
HSR or TRA? HSR, TRA? Ah, such a hard decision. 台湾实在有太多方便的交通工具，我实在太难决定了。快一点的就是比较贵，便宜一点的又很慢。Just like today's sentence, taking the Taiwan high-speed rail is much faster than Chu Kwang Express, but expensive. 你看到 high-speed rail 直接翻成中文就是高速铁路就是我们简称的高铁啦高铁从台北到高雄不到两个小时也是台湾目前最快的交通工具当然是除了飞机以外啦所以这句话就是说搭高铁比搭莒光号快多了但也比较贵标准的有一好没两好啦要记得搭乘英文里我们会用 take 这个动词哦可不是中文的坐直接用 sit 哦So, take a train, take a bus, take a taxi, 等等。Take 后面可以接任何的交通工具。Okay, let's review again. Taking the Taiwan high-speed rail is much faster than Chu Kwang Express, but expensive. Good, 那小聚会我们下次见咯。See you next time.
Taking the Taiwan high-speed rail is much faster than Chu Kwang Express, but expensive.
Taking the Taiwan High-Speed Rail is much faster than Chukwang Express, but expensive.
Ken Robinson, the Education Minister of the World.
Albert Einstein once said, "If you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will live its whole life believing that it is stupid." It seems silly, doesn't it? Thanks to standardized testing, this is a regular practice in school. However, Sir Ken Robinson takes it upon himself to question our education system. Robinson is a professor in education. His speech, "How Schools Kill Creativity," is the most watched TED Talk, and for good reason. In his talk, Robinson discusses the importance of creativity in the modern world. He also believes it is the job of the schools to cultivate creativity.
Judge, 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 judged, judged. Don't judge someone before you get to know them. Don't judge someone before you get to know them. Testing. Testing. Once the safety testing is complete, the car will be put on the market. Once the safety testing is complete, the car will be put on the market. Education. Education. Tony moved to the U.S. so his children could get a better education. Tony moved to the U.S. so his children could get a better education. Modern. Modern. Shanghai is one of the most modern cities in China. Shanghai is one of the most modern cities in China.